bring to you an offering. I have to ask myself one thing. How can I do anything but praise? I praise. You are God. You are Lord. You are all I'm living for. You are King of everything. I want my life to praise you.
Microphone. Y'all may be seated.
Yay!
Welcome to Harrisburg Community Church. What a wonderful beginning. What a wonderful opening song. Mm-hmm. We are full of praise. Today we're going to welcome Mark and Candy Garrett, who's going to share with us their mission work in Seagal. The scripture that God led me ties right in with our opening song. It's Psalm 66. Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name. How awesome his works in man's behalf. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. God has given us such a wonderful day today in the midst of winter, having warmth and sunshine, and we just praise him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are your body, the body of Christ, and we are your bride, the bride of Christ. Lord, we pray that you sanctify us to be the bride that you deserve. Purify us, Lord. Let us see our call. You give us a call to go and to witness for you, to preach the gospel, to share the gospel, Let us see that and do that, Lord. And Lord, you want reconciliation between our family members, between our church members, between our associates, anybody that we have any consternation. You ask us to reconcile. And you are love. So we use that love to reconcile and love one another. That is your command. And we show that we love you by our obedience to your command. I pray, Lord, send your Holy Spirit to be with us this morning as we worship you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no
Because
Lord, consume us. Let us be yours.
My heart and my soul, I give you control. Consume me from the inside out, Lord. Let justice and praise become my embrace.
Well, it is good to see each and every one of you this morning, and we welcome you to worship here at Harrodsburg Community Church. And indeed, we do welcome Mark and Candy Garrett, who are our missionaries to Senegal. And if you want to know where Senegal is, you can look on the front of your bulletin and find that it's on the west coast of Africa. Mark and Candy have been there for how many years now, Mark? 26 years ministering there. Back when I knew him as just maybe a boy in college, I'm not sure. But anyway, they have been there faithfully serving, and I was asking him, it's been 7 years, I think, since they've been with us back in 2013. Mark set up a beautiful display back there, which I would encourage you after service to peruse. Also, I will tell you that the basket by our box back there can be used for a love offering to them. And we will simply add that in February to our monthly giving. We support them on a monthly basis. But this would be a golden opportunity to just add a little blessing to our support of their work there in Senegal. And as you see, they'll be sharing today in music, in video, and the word. And I told Candy, who will be sharing a little later, a special on the piano, that when we heard she was coming, we ran right out and had the piano tuned just for her. It was really overdue, and does it sound okay? It's sounding good. Starting tomorrow, we'll be sharing the resource ministry with St. Andrew Catholic Church. That's the ministry someone had asked more about. That's where we
help with folks in the community who are struggling with their rent, their utilities, especially rent and utilities. Also gives us an opportunity to minister to these folks. Many of them do not have a church home, so we meet with them. We find out if we can help, and if we can help financially, but we also given the opportunity to pray with these folks, to give them some counsel about getting on their feet and not staying in the system of needing help all the time. Vance Smith and I will be starting out working together. I think two or three other folks have approached him about wanting to be involved, and we'll provide you with an opportunity to meet with us in one of those interview sessions where you can just see how simply this can be handled. So that starts tomorrow. We'll have 2 weeks of the month of February, and St. Andrew will take 2 weeks. Also, the Rotary Pancake Breakfast coming up this next Friday. It provides a great opportunity for our community. And the Friday Morning Breakfast Group, and some of you didn't know there was a Friday Morning Breakfast Group. It is the Romeo Club, and most of you know about the Romeo Club, just in case. That stands for Retired Old Men Eating Out. But ladies are welcome to join that group, if you dare. But once a year at least, when the pancake breakfast comes around, we all can join, and that'd be a great time, young, old, whoever. We'll meet down at the community center on Factory Street at 9 o'clock. Come join us. It'll be a wonderful way to fellowship. And the ticket sales support going. Vance has tickets. Kent has tickets. They're both members of Rotary. It'll be a wonderful way to fellowship and to support Rotary and its scholarship program for our Mercer County students. Now, last couple of weeks ago, I did housekeeping duties about not parking over here if you don't need to, about not bringing your coffee in the sanctuary. I got by with only offending two or three people, I think, so that's pretty good. So here goes again. Just a gentle reminder to silence your cell phones and also to keep an ear tuned to children and video devices. These noises are disruptive to the services, and everyone's cooperation can prevent those embarrassing moments. And then I was struck with a question. Should the church request less than the movie theaters require? Just think about that. Everyone's cooperation, I'm sure. And we've not had a massive problem, but just be extra sensitive to those things. David Ransdell told me one time, speaking of cell phones, that he heard of a young minister who was preaching a funeral. His cell phone rang. He stopped and answered it, and then went back and delivered the rest of the sermon. Now, whether I don't know if David saw that firsthand or not, but that's kind of an excessive use of your cell phone, so please just cooperate. Upcoming events, next Sunday, elders and deacons meeting at 5. Next Sunday, after that, the 16th, is our monthly communion service, and also our service of worship and communion with the residents at the Willows. I think that covers nearly all the announcements. If you have something to share, an announcement, a prayer request, Kent, would you come and take this microphone and recognize those whose hands are up? And if you have something to share, it can be an announcement, a praise, or a prayer.
This is announcement. This is Super Bowl Sunday, am I right? Okay. So next Sunday from 3 to 5, we're going to have a All Things Snowball meeting at the Great Room, and we're going to celebrate the lack of snowballs we've had this year and pray for spring. And if you're a child at heart, you can come join us. If you're not, stay home. But anyway, the kids are welcome to come, and we're just going to have a good time. But be surprised what you can do with snowballs. Three to five.
Debbie and I have a couple that were really close friends of ours, and we're part of a kind of a life group in out of Danville, and we celebrate birthdays and this kind of thing. It's the Pruitt family, Ruth, Rose, and Dave Pruitt. They live in Lancaster, and Dave went into the hospital. He passed out on Monday, and they had to go into emergency surgery, and because of complications, he passed away on Wednesday. So it's just very tragic. So I want to remember the Pruitt family, especially Ruth. They have Rose, I'm sorry. They have grown children and they have grandchildren, and so they, it's just, the family's just devastated that it happened so quickly. I mean, and that's something that we all need to think about. We just don't know, do we? Life is a breath, is a vapor, King Solomon said. So just pray for the Pruitt family.
Ann Huto called me last night and asked that I report that her children are down with strep throat, so she's keeping them away from the rest of us for a few days. Also that Aria will be going in for surgery for tonsils. I'm sure she'll enjoy that. All the ice cream and popsicles she can want.
Many area schools have been out because of illness, and that's a good thing, so that they can kill the bugs that are in the school, the viruses. But I have six children that I know of, various families, that have been hit with flu A, flu B, and one child has both. So if you would just lift up those children that are being infected with this flu virus. The ages range from 8 down to 1 year old.
Also tonight, because it's Super Bowl Sunday, we will meet next Sunday for our prayer meeting. Anyone that would like to be here at 6, you're welcome to come and be a part of the prayer meeting. But if you are having Super Bowl parties and this kind of thing, which I know a lot of us will be, you're welcome to be free.
Sky and Dustin have been on vacation, and on their way home last night, they had car trouble, and kind of scared them, but they're fine, and just remember them in your prayers today and tomorrow as they're getting their car fixed and traveling home.
You know, as I listen to people sharing their prayer concerns, and not everyone shares everything that's on their heart, it reminds us that from the very simple everyday things to the tragic loss of someone we love, we're dependent day by day upon our Father in heaven to meet our needs and to take care of us. Let's live one day at a time. Jesus taught that, and how healthy and helpful it is to walk in His grace and in His provision. You know, He said, we pray for our Father in heaven to provide us our daily bread. In the era in which He taught that, most of those folks to whom He was speaking really did depend one day at a time for enough bread to eat. It was not simple. But in a much more sophisticated culture today, we're probably more dependent on the Lord for so many things that we don't even realize. And so may we not be drawn into slumber thinking that we're self-sufficient. Our help comes from the Lord. So let's pray together, if you'll join me. Father in heaven, we're so thankful that You have taught us in Your Word, and we are learning by experience that You're interested in every detail of our lives. And so that's why we bring our requests before You. whether it's car trouble or a simple tonsillectomy or major surgery or the grieving of the loss of a loved one, these things remind us of our vulnerability, Lord, and they heighten our awareness of how dependent we are upon you. May we trust you. May we take one day at a time. May we learn to fully trust you. Teach us, Lord. Teach us that you are more than able to meet our every need. And so we bring all these needs before you, submitting them for your will and your wisdom and your direction and your timing. We thank you and we praise you, Father, for your goodness to us. Meet these needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Several folks had asked me about the MRI that I had Monday. Basically, they say it looks better than the MRI before I had my surgery. And it's got a little weak spot at L2, I think, and probably just continued healing and getting better. That's all I can expect, and that's what I am expecting, and I think I'm going to be better day by day. Dennis and I were talking. That's our plan, right, Dennis? To get better day by day. Many of you are dealing with some of those things, so plan on getting better day by day. Paula? Okay. Did you all think I forgot? Y'all are beginning to think I'm losing it, and you could be right. Happy anniversary this coming Wednesday to John and Hay Jones. Happy anniversary. And John, you don't know who that is. Who spelled what wrong? Oh, yeah, all of you know. John is very particular. He does not want at H in his name. So I guess it makes him and Hay both have three-letter names, and that goes together. Yes, sir.
One other thing. We were married
in a language I don't
understand. And I have a marriage certificate that I can't read.
Hay tells me we've been married for 38 years. All right. Well, 38 years, and I'll tell you, most men don't know what language they were married in. And most of them can't read their wedding marriage license. And most of them depend on their wives. Debbie?
It's a good thing that Kentucky is a common law.
All right, there we go. But happy anniversary. And I can't resist. John has just been avidly supporting the Chiefs all the way to the Super Bowl. And I know he has one arch rival in Paula Piazza from the West Coast who's pulling for the 49ers. But John bravely wore his gear. Paula, I guess, is going to wait till it's over and start sporting whoever and whatever. So thank you. Did I forget anything else? All right. One of the things that we always look forward to. It's kind of funny. I was going to tell Mark, Candy gets top billing. I don't know for sure if your name's up here anywhere. It might be. But I believe one of the things Candy does in Senegal is teach music and piano. And 7 years ago, most of you who were here will remember what a blessing it was when she sat down at the piano. So we're blessed, and we look forward to you blessing us with the gift God has given you, Candy. would dismiss our children to Children's Church at this time along with their workers. Ask the worship team if they would come and lead us in just another season of worship before we ask Mark to come and share about the work in Senegal and the word the Lord might have put on his heart today for us. As always, if you would like to stand as we sing in worship, but if you are more comfortable remaining seated, please use your own direction in that.
Oh, the wonderful
Jesus, we love you. Thank you, Lord.
Father, in the quietness of this moment following such expressive worship that grasp just a little of your amazing love and the power, the depth of love demonstrated at the cross, we ask that our hearts would once again be touched and reminded of what you did for us that you didn't have to do, of the very nature and character of a God who creates and redeems and restores and is long-suffering and desires to bless and guide and do good for his children. Let that be refreshed in our minds and hearts, Father, as we gather today. May we go away later today thanking you for your vastness and your greatness and how worthy you truly are. Yes. And we offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I always count it a privilege to relinquish my preaching time.